Bright Night podcast. Hosted by poet Andrew Rahal, the series started life as a newsletter for Andrew's writing group during a pandemic. His was a voice in the void, sharing moments of reflection and insight into a writing life.
February 10, 2021. Dear Write Night family, whether you're trying to maintain the lives of 20 imaginary characters in your novel, or trying to polish a confessional moment in a sonnet, it can be easy to forget who you are writing for, and perhaps it's an unnecessary question when you're down in the trenches. Obviously, there's the self, that urgent authorial voice on the shoulder saying, "You need to write this, better get it down right." That one hopes is the stronger than the voice on the opposite shoulder saying, "Are you nuts? No one asked you to write this. Put the pen down, do the dishes, check Twitter, call your mother." Beyond the personal, there are always others to write to and share our work with. Often, they aren't even alive or even real. What's the difference, then, in writing for someone real or imagined? If I address a poem to the teen bride Charity from Edith Wharton's gorgeously sad novel Summer, and I find a spark, a direction, a life force, then I would happily commit to the idea. I imagine most writers have an initial individual or object of dedication for a piece of writing that's often answerable to the question, why did you write this? To whom did you write this? And it's a great way to begin. But less directly, and just as often, we want to reach people we've never met. Dead people, ancient figures, literary figures, spiritual idealizations that have entered our lives in some powerful and truthful way. I'm thinking about this place of tribute and dedication again in the wake of Amanda Gorman's reading of her poem Chorus of the Captains that pays direct homage to the real experiences of three frontline workers, a veteran, a nurse, and a teacher throughout the pandemic. The poem's an uplifting and human reminder of the sacrifices and privileges we've experienced on an individual level. As part of the Super Bowl broadcast this past Sunday, it was performed in front of an estimated 96 million viewers, making this tribute poem, in my entirely non-historical, non-empirical, non-authoritative, and humble view, the biggest literary event in modern times. New writing is always indebted to previous writers and their work. Single-author works often trace their own imaginations and intelligences back to certain writers and specific influences. But an emerging collection of tribute anthologies is also testament to this enduring practice. In 2017, the Golden Shovel Anthology, New Poems Honoring Gwendolyn Brooks, celebrated Brooks's work in an entirely new poetic form, which Terence Hayes first used in his tribute poem, The Golden Shovel. A tribute anthology to Emily Brontë's, published in 2019, featured poems, stories, essays, and art inspired by her work, and a highly anticipated anthology of short stories inspired by Shirley Jackson will be released this fall. There are many ways to express debt and gratitude, and each of these anthologies build their own constellation of thank yous to a distinct creative energy by responding with new art. When it seems like the act of writing is selfish, indulgent, self-pitying, insert your favorite negative mindset, these tributes and dedications are healthy reminders that new writing is always in response. It's always working through others. So this week, when I find myself in a doubtful moment, I will try to remember there's always gratitude to give in this effort, and let that carry through the writing. Happy reading, happy writing. Take care.
The Write Night podcast is written and hosted by Andrew Rahal and produced by Connor McCafferty, Dara McQuaid, and Rachel Brown, with music by Connie Gavin. If you would like to join the Write Night family, find out more at seamusheaneycentre.com.